day camp that we have for young people, teenagers on down this week. And as I went through this, I thought about some things that certainly adults ought to be aware of. And I guess I put a title on this and called it Using What He Gave. In Matthew 25, 13 through 15, the Lord knows He's about ready to be crucified. He knows then He's going to be buried for 3 days and three nights. And He knows He's going to be rising from the dead. He knows He's going to His eternal home in heaven. He knows He's going to be given all power in heaven and in earth. And so He has trained this group of men to whom He's speaking for more than 3 years. They were the first New Testament church. He trained and organized it Himself. So He gives them a warning. He said, "Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." I have spent a large percentage of my life wasting it and not using the ability that God gave me to perform in His local church to give Him honor and glory. Well, I can't go back and relive my life. So I'm going to have to do what Paul said. Forgetting those things that are behind, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, I can't give you any better advice than that because that's inspired advice. And so whatever's happened before you came in here today, what's important is forgetting those things that are behind, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What is the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? It's the ability to serve Him in heaven. And it's the degree to which you're allowed to serve Him in heaven, which lasts for 1,000 years in the millennial reign and then goes on for all eternity. If you really believe all this, and you really believe you're going to be somewhere else once you leave that body forever and ever and ever, if you really believe that, then you better wake up. And you better realize that God gave you certain abilities, and if you're going to give glory to God, you're going to have to use those abilities in His local church. Now, in Matthew 25, 13 through 15, immediately after He warned them about not getting caught out of service and out of fellowship and not giving glory to God when He comes, He said, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country." There is absolutely no question that He refers here to Himself, and the far country into which Jesus was going was His eternal kingdom, where He sits at the right hand of God with all power in heaven and in earth. He had trained these men for more than 3 years. "For as the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants." Once you get saved, you're a servant of God. Now the question is, what kind of a servant are you going to be? If you don't join a church and become a part of it, you're not a good servant. By your own definition, you may be, but you are not in God's eyes. Because unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Now, God meant for you, as His servant, to serve Him in the place that He designated. Not by your own convenience and your own moods and your own ideas and opinions. Well, what did God do to these men that had traveled with Him for more than 3 years, they were His first church, and delivered unto them His goods? What are His goods? Well, He gave me life in my mother's womb. He gave me the ability to speak. He gave me the ability to address people. He gave me a mind that can think and function and analyze and study. He gave me the ability to be a teacher. He gave me gifts, not spiritual gifts in the sense that the gift of tongues and things like that, those aren't in the church anymore. But God gave me some abilities from my mother's womb. And in my environment as I grew up, in the people that I was growing up with and around and under, environmentally, He gave me some other abilities. How many do I have? I don't know. Only God knows. But I know that if I try to use what ability God gave me, those are His goods. It's what He gave me. It's things that God gave me. Those are His goods. And He gave unto one, He gave 5 talents. Now, what are these talents? Well, actually, a talent's money, but that's not what it's being used to illustrate. And to one He gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. You know, in this country, we say that all men are created equal. Well, in a sense of liberty, they are. But not all men are created with the same abilities. Some people have the ability to make money like Maya. And they say, I can't understand it. Some people have the ability to go up to somebody's door and sell them a vacuum cleaner that's worthless. Some people have the ability to talk people and con people into anything. Some people have the ability to work with their hands. Some people are just naturally good with their hands. They can work with their hands. They can do all kind of work. Some men can teach physics. They can teach chemistry. But they couldn't get out there and work and use the physics to save their souls. They have the ability to teach it, but they don't have the ability to use it. Other men couldn't teach it, but they can get out there and use it. Everybody has ability of some nature. Some people are given a nature and a character that they just like to work, and they've got good minds, and they can learn to do things in electrical works, in plumbing, in building, in construction, in all sorts of ways. No two people are ever created exactly alike, and God doesn't give everybody the same ability. Some people can teach. Some people couldn't teach their way out of a wet paper sack. Some people have a natural witnessing ability. Some people can't even start to witness, no matter how hard they try. And yet in our churches, we put them through the grind, trying to get them out there and get on fire for Jesus. God didn't give us all the same type of personality, the same type of character. And a lot of people feel inferior because they say, well, I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that. The thing about it is, God wants you to use the ability to your have. Now, notice what he says. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. God gives us our ability. I learned how to work on cars, but you don't know what a struggle it was. You don't know how difficult it was for me to learn how to put an engine together. You don't know what I had to go through to do that. You don't know what it was like. You don't know what I had to learn to do to learn to speak Spanish. You don't know what I went through. You don't know the terror and horror I went through. It's very difficult for me to learn languages. Very difficult. And it's not a natural ability. I had to work very hard at it. Now, brothers and sisters in Christ, some people can just pick up languages and amazing. Other people can do things in physics. I'm quite good at that. Or they can do things in math. No problem. But you put them out in a practical thing and you say they don't have any sense. They're an educated fool. Everybody has some kind of ability. It's God-given. And he gave to every man according to his several ability. God means for you to use that in his church. And there isn't anybody. God didn't give at least one ability. And straightway took his journey. Well, you know what happened. The fellow he gave 5 abilities to went out and used all 5. And he produced 5 units. He used every ability he was given, and he produced 5 units. And the Lord said he was going to give him a certain reward. He gave it to him. The other fellow he only gave 2. Well, naturally, you would think that that fellow couldn't get as big a reward as the other. But he went out. He only had 2 abilities. God doesn't expect you to produce more than you're capable of. So this fellow went out and he produced 2 units. Look in the chapter that follows. Look at the rest of this. You'll discover Jesus said exactly the same thing to the second one. He gave him exactly the same reward. Why? God doesn't hold you accountable to use things you don't have that he didn't give you. And so the second man used the 2 abilities God gave him. And he gave him a reward, exactly the same reward that he gave the man with 5 abilities. So it depends on how well you use what you've got. It's not the number of talents you're given, the number of abilities. It's how well you use what you've got. Well, the next man was a man who was only given 1 ability, 1 talent. What could he have done with it? Well, I'll tell you what he did with it. He was God's servant. He belonged to God. And he knew who God was, and he knew he was God's servant. He went out and hid it. He dug it, a hole in the earth, and buried it. Now, back in the time that these were written, there was a system whereby they didn't have banks. They just set up a huge table out in the middle of public, and they called it usury. And you would bring your money there, and everybody in town could see you. And you'd invest your money in this, or in this, or in this. And the whole community saw you bring it. They saw you invest it. They knew what you invested your money in. It was public. Everybody knew it. Jesus, or God later on, told this man. He said, well, you should have at least brought it to usury. put it out in public where everybody could see it. He said, instead of going and hiding it. But the man hid it. What did he fail to do? He failed to commit his life in service in the place that his master had directed. And he failed to exhibit it so that the whole world could see what he believed and what he was. And nobody ever knew that he was God's child. And he never gave glory to God in his local church, because that's what one of the reasons the church is here. You make a commitment. You invest your life in it. Everybody in town knows it. They know that you are someone who goes to such and such a church. You believe such and such a thing. And you attend there. And you're faithful in that church. Now that's putting it out in the public. That's putting it to usury. Well, what do you think happened to that man? Did he go to hell? Absolutely not. Well, what happened to him? He didn't use the ability God gave him. He hid it. So when that man arrived in heaven, he never let him work for him in heaven. You say, well, that sounds like a pretty good deal. I can go out and fish all week. No, it's a miserable existence. By heavenly standards, you're marvelously happy. But can you imagine being in heaven with the one who died for you and loves you and gave his life for you, and he never gives you anything to do? The reward in heaven is how much you're given to do.